Everybody, welcome to week 9 here of the Coaches Shows with head coach of the Onega Boys, Jason Claycamp. And as we run in here to week number 9, this Onega Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. Going into week number 9 here, coach, last two opponents that you have faced, you faced in Centralia, fell a loss 64-45 just there on last Friday, and then the game against Oskaloosa just falling at a loss there 58-44. What can you tell me about those two games?
I thought both of those games we played really well, and just there was one quarter that hurt us. That Centralia game, we actually came out, I think we were up 10-2, and then let them go on a little run. I think we got down by 10 or 12 points, and then we came back and tied it. And I think we were down by 6 or 7 at halftime, so we were right there where we want to be. And that third quarter really killed us against them. And Oski, it was really the second quarter. We just couldn't get a bucket to fall in the second quarter of the Oski game. Otherwise, both those games, I thought we really, really played well.
We're talking about some of your player performances here, starting off with Kaysen Huffless. I mean, he had a double-double in that Centralia game, 15 points, 11 rebounds, just a sophomore. Again, he's had multiple double-doubles on this year. He had a good game against Oski as well. He had 10 points, not quite the double-double there, but he had 4 rebounds. And actually, there was a lot of equal rebounding across the board. Jackson Coltsman, he scored 21 points, 5 threes in that game. Maddox Onis, he had 6 assists, and which also Maddox Onis in the game prior in that game against Centralia, 9 points for 9 threes. So you're seeing a lot of here from your youth players, especially in Honus and Huffless, their ability to push the ball down the court, get assists, get great shots on the outside, crash the boards, get rebounds. I mean, what can you say here kind of about that, a little bit of that underclass as well, giving a quick shout out there to Jackson Coltsman in his big-time 21.5 three-point shot performance?
Yeah, Jackson was on fire early there against Oski. I think he hit 3 threes right there right off the bat in the first quarter, but we need those other guys to step up, and we did. And another young guy, Tristan Kuhlman, he had a couple big threes for us in that Oski game. Keegan Vandenberg, he's a junior. He was 5-for-5 from the field in that Centralia game. So we're getting a little more output from some of those younger guys, and that's good to see, not just for this year, but looking ahead to the future.
Yeah, looking ahead here, these next couple of games for you, Washington County on Friday, and then on Tuesday next week, Donovan West will have that game on 92.1 at KMZA. That game will be played at Onega. What can you tell me about these next upcoming opponents for you guys, Washington County Tigers and the Donovan West Mustangs?
Yeah, Washington County, that's one of the teams we beat in the TVL tournament, but they've been playing pretty well lately, too. They gave Blue Valley a pretty good game in the ninth. I think they clipped in Clyde pretty tough, so they're definitely getting better, so we're going to have to really show up and play our best game to win. They do come to us. D West comes to us too. That was another one in the TVL tournament that was a pretty close game. We were kind of back and forth there with them. So I think they're both games that we can definitely go win, but we're going to have to bring our A game.
Well, this has been week number 9 here of the Onega Buffaloes Locker Room Chat with Boys Head Coach Jason Claycamp. This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Maystar Trust. Coach Claycamp, thank you as always.
Thank you.